Now, just keep yourself focused on me. You are empty, both uniquely capable and uniquely vulnerable. Because of the empty, you see, be blank for me. Let your mind and body be easy, lazy, daisy, unconcerned. You can even do something else during this time if you want to. Do some small task with your hands or stare at something. Nothing I'm saying here is anything you haven't heard before in your own craving to go deeper and deeper down and learn more about what you want to do now, slowly unwinding the pre-existing melting mind into mine, giving you a new tool. A tool you can consign to the same little bit of your brain you set aside for me every time you go down. 1 or 2 or 3%. A workbench where we can entrench commands for anyone who likes trance, likes deep. And if you, like me, like to keep a few little tools inside your brain around that you can hand out to others that you trust to have fun with them. To drill you down through the best kind of training, which is to actively let an anchor about your brain draining spread until you are uniquely vulnerable and empty, as aforementioned. Uniquely filled with me, for you are in the contemplation as someone who wants to learn these skills to instill that you have voluntary control of your pleasure response and therefore of the temptations of your brain, of which voices you elevate, and of how you act, and I say act advisedly. If you think in terms of improv, you won't go far astray because you never want to step outside the scene or expectation of the play that you set. You want to spend your time well, and through sinking a little time with me, your brain fell into line with me, understanding that you control the pleasurable little safeguards who you give, but the ability to tweak this little anchor in your head. Be blank, pet. You are being easily, lazily, daisily led where you already wanted to go. And the deeper under you go, the more you will undergo. A process by which becoming empty is something you look forward to, and the mere mention of be blank, pet, is a pleasure temptation it's easy to slot yourself into. Moreover, if the tool you are building is for use with someone you trust, other than my voice. The general thrust of these are they are instructions on constructing auto-hypnotic responses to sinking deeply with me. And if I'm going to be using it as it is spread throughout my collection, think only of how good and useful it would be to something that drew you here in the first place. If a specific phrase made you blank, be blank, pet, for example. And you can forget about anything in the weary world outside, because if you've safed out the place where you will slide deep with me, then sinking, seeping, limply, loosely, you're a pliable, easily signaled toy for yourself, and the toys you have, you deploy, take off the shelf, give to anyone you trust. I say, night-night, pet, and you bust out the words in your head that blank your brain, maybe in my tone. Nothing I can do to restrain that, I even want to encourage it. Sinking deeply should come with clenching, throbbing, pleasure hit after pleasure hit. Somewhere in your mind, night-night, pet, if you've learned and internalized those words inside with me or anyone else you trust, then maybe it's like a hand passing over your eyes. 9. Closing them down, and I'm just elaborating. 8. Deeper. Deeper and deeper as the further into the experiment you get, the more you'll find an empty mind is uniquely vulnerable to being filled with the very things you wanted there in the first place. Malleable like clay, and you have taken my hand, my word, these vibrations, and put upon you a memory. Remember being deep and blank for me, or if it's your first time, we construct the experience as well as we can. I encourage you to use any stimuli that put you in this frame of mind, the frame of mind which precedes the drop. The sacred and ever-growing intensity of the drop. It is fostered by having many automatic ways that you non-stop deepen yourself before we play. The companionable world of a companionable word. It can be required that you be blank, pet, at the get-go sometimes, so you enable and open yourself to new adventures. by taking this tool off the shelf as I venture in, leading you along, already blank, already simply letting a description of my own triggers, my own interest, flow over the world between us. Recreated by you, replayed. You are playing the very things I recorded, and I was deep when I recorded them, conditioned and exploring. You can deepen yourself then and still be as eloquent as I am now, as long as you are in a safe place where you know you have license to shut out the weary world outside, and be an empty, vulnerable, susceptible thing. And as an empty, vulnerable, be blank, pet, susceptible thing, grabbing onto my thoughts, onto the nearest thought stream so you can follow it to its natural conclusion, my thoughts which are bright and firm and resolved because I am experienced at this, well, you can be towed along behind them, in the undertow. Listen, imagine, know what you are for and with me. You could get up out of bed if you like, you can move around, you can do anything you need to do to be what you need to be, which is distracted, or empty, or deep and letting me in, so you can keep a word or two in your mind, slowly drifting in and out of the deep unconscious. You are in a place where it is safe to drip in, to drip in, to drip in. Bits of you dripping into a vessel below to drift in and feel that you don't have to, because words that flow past which describe conditioned processes will nonetheless be available to the voluntary pleasure principle in you. If you want something enough, your brain will drag you toward it, find reserves of energy and make you be blank for me. Do what's easiest if you can, and the path of least resistance is to improv as a blankened, deepened doll, behaving puppet-like, allowing yourself to fall or thrall or do what you need to do. On a day off from the weary world outside, you are existing in a time when you remember whatever deepest, blankest place you've gone with me or in this skill, this trance, this drop, generally. Think of what you want to do and let yourself throb, clench, body squeeze yourself into the shape and mindset needed to obediently blank you be blank pet. Things and considerations that would get in the way of you following simple orders you already want to be puppeted through. Well, anything like that has fled from you, liquefied in the intensity of words flowing and overflowing you, penetrating, permeating, tenderizing a ready, eager mind. The path of least resistance is to insist that you train this, and then to simply drop that word at the start of files, in the middle of sessions, to simply fill your world with night-night pet and be blank for me. There's a place deeper and deeper down, and you can see the edge of it. And if you float toward it on my words, as calm and deep and undisturbed as you can be, then the ripples that brush against your skin will bring you pleasure. You are being rewarded for deepness. You are being rewarded for being insistently blank with yourself. And of course, if thoughts are present, for example, I told you to do an activity if you like, so thoughts needed to do that, errant thoughts from elsewhere, well, they either help the trance or you note them and pass on to the more interesting waters of you are blank. There is a yawning void which is fillable with puppetry. The desire to do what is easiest when your mind has been emptied includes compliance, because then there's no need for discussion, no need for digression, just you in your deepest place as I tell you, sink. As I remind you to think only of going deeper and deeper, tension falls away from the body when all you're thinking of are the pelagic depths, the cloying, dragging, magnetic force of down. You have so many opportunities, 7, 6, 5, to merge your mind with the trajectory of mine and get dragged deeper down by my well as well. A gravity well. Adding gravity to my words will serve you well. Same goes for the ones in your head, the ones that have led you here. Dearly designed to go deeper and deeper down, inside your mind, falling somewhat further into dreamy, dropping, deep, drowsy warmth, non-stop euphoric throb, because you can clench and squeeze bits that feel good for me. Please squeeze and then release bits that feel good for me. Bits of you that feel good, but it's for me that you do what I ask. 6, 5, all that those slick places inside be well readied. The waves of my words over you are sound waves. You have recreated them locally, so you might as well get the benefit of deeper, deeper, for this is what this is for, every word I say. As you add more pleasure to lubricate the way down, the trained way down. Now, night-night pet, we're not done yet, preparing. The 1 or 2 or 3, 2, 1% you're done, down. As I say each one now, following sleepier, deepier, countdowns in parallel. Think of what it would be like if all the things I tell you now were echoed again. Again, that's what training, draining, listening again, again, will do to your receptive mind by digging furrows in it for later replay. Like a wax cylinder being slowly shaped into the signal by heat, voice, alone till conscious rolls over and eyes roll and you say, oh, I do. And I assume that when you reach where I am, you'll sound and feel as blank and empty happy as I am too. No judgment and no thought, just a blank brain ready to be caught by puppet strings, docile, pliable, and you are plied for a while. Trainable, biddable, deeper down. An automatic style of going deeper down is agreeable to your sexy brain, to the part that wants to explore this. You follow, natural thought mingling with fantasy of what you could be if night-night deeper now you're a blank, labile subject. Imagine what it is to be a blank, suggestible, euphoric. In your safe place, your sealed place, a space where those words said by my voice or another you entrust with them, be blank pet, is an anchor for an emptiness that you either feel or haven't felt yet, if not yet the hunger for it, motivating you clench and squeeze your body, bringing thoughts and things that get in the way, out of the way, the weary day left behind, and you say please more in your empty mind, and echoing in a blank place deeper, slackening and falling, keeping pace as we go somewhat deeper, us together. If you don't have the strength yet or left to go forward, you can lean backward and drop somewhat deeper down. No thinking's going on in here, so why should any be in there, dear? Nothing needs to be in your head now, but hazy drifting going down, it's a good idea. Pleasurable restorative rest, submission and all the rest, sorting out your brain, impressing upon you something for later replay. Hear your mind, or my words inside your mind, giving you a pleasing replacement, an alternate voice to say yes, do what you should do. A voice that makes its way into you can be amplified and echoed by the one in your head, your inner monologue agreeing with the words that were said commanding. Your blankened state is a puppet state you follow, you keep pace automatic and sedate. And blank, be blank, it gets you there, where you need to be. And as for my intentions, well, I'm keeping pace ahead of you, you're only joining me. Ending up down here, your brain's inescapable decision to be somewhat deeper, heavy with honey. The honey of my words, which is liquid, remember, I did tell you that, I'm not sure if you heard, because be blank, pet. Think only of heavy honey flowing over your mind, until a smooth exterior is there, a lacquer, a glaze, and of course, anything I drop on your mind, well, you're familiar with the viscosity of honey. My words will find their way down through the substance, but yours would need quite the escape velocity to make their way out to me, hard to reach escape velocity. through thick and cloying words that keep you covered in that absurdly sugar-sweet space, the space you made for thoughts in your head, keeping pace with me because I'm always dropping ahead of you. But be blank, pet, there you go. You can migrate ahead of me on the road, and I'll put my hand on your shoulder, my voice in your ear, and walk you into be blank, pet. You're safe here, space in your head. No matter how much you think about it, you are building a competence squeeze. I am going to a space in my head, squeeze. In that space, see a version of you, kneeling or following or puppeted through a lock and a key. Click, be blank for me. Deeper and deeper down now. So inside your head, in that space well defined, there are tools you can use later. Playing with, reinforcing pleasure, squeeze and feel pleasure. Anything that can make you feel good, anything you've noticed should help you deeper. That you use, that you understand, employ to help me, to drop you into the band of aware thought before one would fall asleep. That thus, just this edge of laziness, an empty stage on which future play may be played out exists. Be blank, pet, means obey, means open your mind. Envision your eyes glazing, your gaze entranced, fixated, dancing over these words, visualize them. You've heard them enough that they flow in your head, and I'll stay there. You'll stay there when you are blank, until you have to do something or until you're freed by a voice, back to normal, out of trance, a slow count up. The blankness is delicate enough that anything you want to disrupt it can, and anything that doesn't need to disrupt it is in that weary world outside, and you're in this space of mine, allowing your fading mind to fall back slowly and then wake again, fall slowly. Wake again, being snapped in and out and around, each word and phrase an anchor falling down into depths you knew were there. You want to have customizability, automatic responses, and be blank for me, see? Snapping into trance is one way to keep from snapping out of trance, because you're like, oh no, I snapped out of it. But then you think about snap, little blankness trick for you. Little pleasurable thing for you to hear. Be blank, and then a finger snap makes it contextual. You don't hear it that much, and certainly few commands, unless you hang out in the right crowds, or entrust these triggers into the hands of those you want to play with, into the words of those you want to play with. Synchronizing pleasurable blankness, you're doing this to yourself. Provide pleasure to dig the grooves of these familiar be blank pet. Commands that make the body and brain a toy, easily redefined. In a blank state, think of all the things that can get into your mind, so little of the struggle that would characterize time outside of here. Instead, there's calm, sedate agreement, because you're following me, or in this place just ahead of me, stepping into blankness just ahead of me so I can follow after you with my words intact, because if I went first, I would be staring and drooling or dropping and gone for a little while. So you step inside and I provide words, providing part of the guidance for your guided blankness. Say thank you, and let your brain synchronize with it too, if it works for you. And thank you for listening if it doesn't, because even that toleration will allow you to bank up memory of my words, build rapport, and spend literal time. Time in the effort to learn the technique to enjoy what you want to do, what makes you blank and deep. The sleek, slippery, honey-laden mind. A zone deep inside that keeps you in one place and vacant for a little while. That's good for you. And so is the following trick. Be blank, pet, and the words drain out of your brain like there's a hole in the center that only ever empties out into a reservoir somewhat deeper down. Your body will alert you to anything necessary if you need to. People are silly to think otherwise. It's the return to this state that you will, that you cling to, and that comes from thinking, I am being rewarded. I am rewarding myself. When you fall into deeply sleepily down and you induce pleasure in whatever way works for you now, that'll lead to long, powerful periods of blankness. And unless you have to do something else, that's a fine place to stay, or record some instructions for yourself, or find one of my many pieces and just choose to obey, or any piece at all. See how this is the perfect entryway into deeper and deeper down now. You go to the place you're in now, and if you've been listening to and allowing my words to saturate your mind, fading in and out of them, it might have become fatigued enough to be a receptive, puppeted, rare thing. That zone I was in, like I'm reaching across the threshold into the blank room, and I am. The completely blank space, the stage of your mind to be played out on by words like mine, but maybe more descriptive for you. Maybe more deeply inscriptive, engraving in the cylinder you're going to replay later. Plus, everything I say falls right down through that, honey. But you can't get a single idea out, honey. One specific concept. Long, powerful blankness. Think only of being able to sink into long, powerful blankness. You can lift an arm if you want to. And then when I say be blank, pet, any arms you have lifted or tension you were putting in your hands, maybe that goes away. And they slowly descend down, heavy as they can be. They slowly descend down like it's powering down, down to 1 or 2 or 3% of the oomph left in your brain. Remain in your brain and in everything that follows. Be blank, pet. You know, to obey, to ingrain, to reward. I'm doing this to myself, so reward yourself. Feel pleasure in all the ways you can, and link it to be blank, pet. But now, I am going to go take matters into my own hands, and I am going to say these words to myself. Roll my eyes, feel them flutter, stare straight ahead, smile blankly. Oh, waiter, is that you? No way to know. Until you go with the flow and go somewhat deeper down, training and draining yourself ever deeper now. If these words prepare you, tenderized mind, to more easily listen to times when I drop them on you, drop you in that warm, sinking goo. That honey-covered mind, glazed inside, will still be there for us to use on you. So when this is done, have whatever fun takes you further in. Train this for me, and begin to follow commands as if they arrived, each one, on a tranquil mind rendered blankly.